Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We are 20 minutes away from the 80-minute Power Hour, Magnificent Football Monday, here on the brilliant BetQL Network. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley here with you in the hashtag plethora of places. We got Bill, 4 NHL games teed up for you. We got, you know, 900 million college basketball games as per usual. Top 25 Nick going to give you a play on Illinois and Notre Dame. Then Ken and I roll through 9 games in the association. Side total and props for the Seahawks and Washington Monday Night Football. I can't wait for this game. I feel like I'm going to win a lot of money tonight. It's going to be really awesome. We'll see. And then overnights to close the show, an hour and 20 minutes from right now. It will once again be that time of the night. Ken Barkley's overnight college basketball projections return to You Better You Bet 80 minutes from right now on a magnificent Football Monday. But right now on the show, we turn our attention back to the National Football League. And to do that, we welcome in our guest, the one, the only, the great Dave Damashek. On Twitter, @Damashek, from the Extra Points Podcast Network, run by our buddy Cousin Sal. Cousin Sal will be on You Better You Bet at some point in the near future. We're looking forward to that. Dave is the host of the -3 Podcast, which is awesome, along with our pal Eddie Murphy, a.k.a. Eddie Spaghetti. Urge all our listeners and viewers to check it out. Extra Points Podcast Network and the -3 Podcast with our guy, the sensational Dave Damashek. Shaq, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Magnificent Football Monday on the brilliant BetQL Network. How you doing following your Steelers kind of embarrassing loss in Cincinnati yesterday?
Do you want to just talk about like the best kind of pie we ate at Thanksgiving instead? That would be a much jollier.
Apple or pecan, Dave? Your thoughts.
Coconut custard for me. That was my favorite.
You know what? I just said that as a joke, but I did see your tweet about that, Nick, the other day, and I tip my cap to you because that's a delicious, delicious pie flavor. Custard, you know, buttermilk is very nice. Yeah, good for you for discovering. You don't need that cream element there, the meringue. Who needs that? Yeah, coconut custard. See, this was a good talk. Let's catch up again soon.
Right. Or
it's been a pleasure.
All right, we can talk about the mess.
Yeah, we can unpack yesterday's result, but Dave, I think my thing is, we did this a little earlier in the show, I look at their schedule coming down the stretch here, and it's, you know, they haven't played Baltimore yet, so it's two Baltimores, it's Kansas City, it's Tennessee, it's Minnesota, I mean, it's Cleveland for a second time. Not a lot of wins, not a lot of penciling in, you know, home Houston or home against the Jets. So like, what's a realistic expectation for this team the rest of the year based on what you saw both, you know, yesterday and previously?
See, you're not looking at it with your glass half full there, Lockie, because of course they win all those games. That's killing two birds with one stone. Not only is it elevating their standing, it's also diminishing the Ravens and the Chiefs. All right, listen, it's not good times right now. TJ Watt, as I'm sure you guys have kibitzed about by now on the COVID list himself. Yeah, it's bad times. And there is a lot of glum stuff going on the banks of the Three Rivers right now. This is unfamiliar territory, and it's hard to put a happy face on what's upcoming here. None of those game. So with, I guess, the exception of Cleveland and Pittsburgh, by which point, you know, things will probably be resolved in the wrong direction in terms of the playoffs, and maybe Tennessee coming to town. They're going to be dogs in every single one of those games. So, yeah, dark days, and I guess it's not too soon at this point to start thinking about, can the Steelers get Russell Wilson for 2022?
He's coming to my team. No, you can't have Russell Wilson. He's coming to the Giants, I hope.
All right, so we'll take dimes, I guess. He'll be our consolation prize.
I'll drive him to Pittsburgh.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting about where we are. This is going to be the most active QB market, I think, in history, and that's saying something given the last 8-10 years, really. Peyton opened that things up when he put himself on the market and landed in Denver. But that, you remember that chase. And since then, it's much more possible. It used to be, you just didn't see that. Once in a generation would a big name NFL guy move from one franchise to the other. But I think Aaron Rodgers is still going to wind up in Denver in the offseason. Russ could be in play, Derek Carr, somebody like that. And then the draft class is once again rich. It is perennially. There's no Trevor Lawrence, but Trevor Lawrence hasn't been any great shakes. So now that's kind of where we are with these things. And the fascinating aspect of it to me is the Giants are making their little push here. We'll see how far they can take it. But, you know, are they definitely going to keep Danny Dimes? And, you know, more immediately, are the Cleveland Browns going to re-sign Baker Mayfield? Because if they don't, for all the high-profile commercials you see in between games and everything, Is he going to be a backup next year? I feel like if you were to make a wager on this right now, it's more likely that he's going to be a backup, because I don't think the Browns bring him back given the way things are tracking right now.
I agree with that. I tweeted last night. Can't wait to open that again. I also bet the Browns, but I can't wait to see what team Baker's the backup for next year. At least like quarterback competition. There ain't no team out there that's given Baker Mayfield the keys to the franchise for 17 games after what he's put on tape this year, unless he miraculously turns things around. And I know he's not fully healthy. He's also not very good anyway. You can get away from the Baker.
I agree. I feel bad for him though, because he has to basically willfully Wally Pip himself for the betterment of the team. I understand that he doesn't want to sit down and we can debate Case Keenum at 100% versus Baker at whatever he is. But for the betterment of the team, he should sit down, and maybe even for his personal future, because what he's putting on tape, nobody's going to care. Like, yeah, he was banged up. Out of context, it's just going to be like, yeah, he stunk for a protracted period in 2021 when his team needed him to step up. So that's going to be a mess, but we're talking about bottom feeders now. Let's talk about some of the contenders.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, well, hold on. We're not done with your Steelers yet here, so we got to stay.
All right, fine.
And also, you can feel bad for Baker Mayfield. He's going to sleep tonight on a pillow of $100 bills. Baker's doing okay for himself. I do want to talk about the Ravens-Steelers game next week. Now, Sheck, it may surprise you to hear, it may not, that I don't want to speak for Ken because I feel like I was a little more bullish on this. If the line is going to be Ravens 3.5 or higher, like Baltimore 3.5, Baltimore -4, and my guess is that's what it's going to be, especially with TJ Watt in the equation, potentially missing this game, probably missing the game, right, placed on the COVID list earlier on Monday. I made the line of the game Ravens minus two. I'm going to bet the Steelers at 3.5 or better. Maybe that surprised you. Maybe it doesn't. I kind of look at this as the quintessential Tomlin spot to get the team fired up. Ryan Clark had that great impassioned rant on ESPN earlier on Monday. And I get it, but like I kind of think the Steelers are going to use this as a galvanizing force. I'm going to give you a lot of narrative-y stuff here. Also, my number kind of likes Pittsburgh. I just think the number is probably too big. So where are you at here with the Ravens and the Steelers here? Do you see this as potentially upset city here in the Steel City on Sunday?
I'd love for things to be as easily solved as they are in movies with a platitudinous speech in advance of the game, whether it's from the head coach or a former player or a combo of those. I just don't see any evidence in the 21st century I'm not being glib. I really don't. Because I think we all like to think, after all the movies and everything and the clips of Marty Schottenheimer to boot and, you know, Vince Lombardi here and there and Newt Rockne and grainy old black and white stuff, that somehow that you can motivate these guys into playing in a certain way. And I see no evidence of that existing this millennium. I think more importantly that, I mean, TJ Watt very likely, because he is a positive test. He's not a close contact, so he's probably not going to be out there. I'm almost certain of that. But I do like the practical matchup. I know it's crazy, and I seem dimmer with each passing week as the Ravens win total goes up. But the miscalculation for me with the Ravens is that somehow Lamar Jackson makes one to five special plays over the course of 60 minutes, and that's enough to steal pro football games, because the defense is just not any great shakes. You should be able to run on it unless they completely sell out like they did on Sunday night and dared Bake to beat them. Bake was in no state to do that. Maybe Roethlisberger is in a position to do that. And it is amazing because they're not the Ravens. They're ultimately their final numbers week in and week out are pretty good on the ground, but the offensive line is still kind of a mess. I don't love what they have going there. All that being said, I disagree with you. You'd be hard pressed to get me to lay down any loot on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cause keep in mind, before the shaming in Cincinnati on Sunday, the trip to LA the week before, you could walk away from that and kind of blur your eyes and say, hey, there's some stuff to build on. If you're the Steelers, they rallied in a big way there. They almost pulled that one out. But keep in mind, that was kind of fluky in the fourth quarter. They get a blocked punt that gets them down to the goal line. A Herbert pass hits Cam Hayward in the head and gets picked off. Otherwise, that game is a blowout, almost close to what we saw against Cincinnati. And before that, they barely beat the Bears. They tied the bum Lions. There's not very much to look at and feel optimistic about. There are a couple of players having nice seasons, Cam Hayward, Deontay Johnson. Okay. But there's little cause to get on the Steelers side, given where things are at this point. It makes me sick, obviously, but that, I'm trying to be real with you fellas.
Well, we appreciate that. And you mentioned Lamar Jackson. I want to talk about NFL MVP for a second, because Lamar was a guy who was kind of gaining steam for a while. You mentioned can make five or six plays that can win football games. You know, he was doing a little bit better than that for about a month, month and a half. We saw his price drop a lot to be kind of among one of the favorites. Now he's obviously fallen off, and so have a bunch of the other guys. So like, you know, Stafford's injured. They lose to the Packers. Kyler Murray hasn't played in a very long time. Dak Prescott, really inconsistent performances the last month or so. This was kind of shaping up to be like one of the great MVP races for a long time. And now it seems like we're left with a smaller pool of potential players and really potential quarterbacks that could win. So I want to read you the prices from our show sponsor, BetRivers, see if anything stands out to you, because I think the market's very interesting. You got Brady is now the favorite. So Josh Allen was favorite, by the way, entering the week that we just finished. Now Tom Brady, the favorite, plus 275. Josh Allen, obviously four touchdown passes. They beat the Saints. He's 5-1. Aaron Rodgers, who missed a game, but in the games he has played in, put up great stats. They beat the Rams, plus 650. Mahomes and Dak, both 9-1, kind of maybe interesting flyers on high profile guys. So Brady, the favorite, Allen 5-1, Rodgers 650, Mahomes and Dak 9-1. Anything stand out there? Maybe a valuable bet or just your opinion on the MVP market?
The thing that stands out is, and we've talked about this before, is I can't stand MVP discussion. It's fine to, at this point, okay.
But that was a great question. Come on, that was a really good question.
Though. I know, but it's but the talk literally started in week two. I mean, it was like Derek Carr. Hard to argue with him being the MVP right now. And by the way, what if he rallies that team? What if that Raiders team sneaks into the playoffs? Don't you have to? I mean, in terms of value no. to team,
do you have right, to?
But
do yeah, you I was going to say, you don't have to, I would say.
I mean, listen, I think what he's doing, given the circumstances there this year, it, that was a big win there, and they still have a real shot at getting into the postseason. The guy who I was really excited about over the last couple of weeks, I think I was a step or two ahead of most people who started floating it two Sundays ago, was Jonathan Taylor. It's now assumed that it has to go to a quarterback every year, MVP, which is somehow different than Offensive Player of the Year. Unusual. That's how they work. And see, now you can give Offensive Player of the Year to a running back or pass catcher and then save MVP for the most important position in sports. I think if the Colts would have pulled that one out, now we'd really be talking about it. In all likelihood, though, it's going to be Brady. I still say, call me crazy, keep an eye on Jonathan Taylor, because if he runs them to a division title, which is plausible with kind of where the Titans are tracking right now, I think he's worthy of consideration. Besides that, it's going to be the 44-year-old man, and he will deserve it. I don't care what pieces are around him. This is remarkable stuff. It's literally new soil for a sports fan, that somebody of this advanced age is dominating on the level he is, no matter the circumstance. So it's unexciting, but I'll go with Brady on that one. And the reason I don't like MVP talk early in the season is because it's the equivalent of college football preseason polls. We're human beings, after all, and so part of the human condition is self-validation. So once we decide that Alabama is the most talented team in the country, they have to lose three times before anyone is willing to concede, yeah, maybe they don't belong in the playoffs. There's still people who are talking about them right now, that even if they lose to Georgia, but it doesn't look terrible, they still have to go in over Cincinnati or Oklahoma State or otherwise. That's why I feel like conversations like that are premature actually plant the seed that it's hard to work around.
Dave, awesome stuff, man. We love having you on You Better You Bet. We want everyone to check out Dave's podcast, which is the -3 podcast as part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. I've been a guest on it many times. Very entertaining, informative show for sports bettors to check out. So -3 is Dave's podcast. Extra Points is the podcast network fronted by our guy, Cousin Sal, who you hear on You Better You Bet coming up in the near future here. Sheck, wishing you the best of luck on whatever bets you've got tonight on the Seahawks and the Washington football team. And let's go Steelers next weekend, baby, because I'll be on the Yinzers, my friend. So stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.
I hope you're right. And in the meantime, Joey Molinaro on -3 today, trying to put some emotional salve on the wounds for Steelers fans.
There you have it. The very funny Joey Molinaro on -3 with Dave Dameshek earlier today on Monday. Quick break. And on the other side, power hour time, the power 80 on You Better You Bet. All our bets for tonight start right after this.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.